Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Nick Punto. Batting third. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Batting ninth. The DH, Jason Tyner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Yuan Santana. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting seventh. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chad Gaudin. And now, play ball. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Castillo. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Castillo steals second. Nick Punto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Punto for the out. Castillo moves to third. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Cuttier takes first base on ball four. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the mound. Santana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ellis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kubel. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Swisher moves to second. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There's a wild pitch. Swisher moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Chavez takes first base on ball four. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Redmond hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kubel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bartlett hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cust strikes out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santana fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tyner hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tyner moves to third. One out. Nick Punto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cuttier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cuttier strikes out. There goes Punto. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau is walked intentionally. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to third. Swisher moves to second. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Chavez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart tags and scores. Swisher tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bartlett. Swisher scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Crosby moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cust is 0-for-1 in the game. Cust strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Redmond is 0 for 1 in the game. Redmond strikes out. 1 out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kubel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bartlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartlett takes first base on ball 4. Kubel moves to second. Jason Tyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tyner hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kotze is 0 for 1 in the game. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Santana covering, for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Castillo catches it and throws to first to double up Kendall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kendall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Castillo moves to second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Castillo scores. Punto moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Redmond is 0 for 2 in the game. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kubel hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bartlett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bartlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Flores now pitching. Jason Tyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tyner hits a fly ball into center field. Coatsay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Bartlett moves to second. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez hits a line drive into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 0-for-2 in the game. Cust strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Redmond is 0-for-3 in the game. Redmond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Mark Coatsay is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coatsay is 0-for-2 in the game. Coatsay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swisher takes first base on ball four. Stewart moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Carmen Calley now pitching. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jay Marshall now pitching. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kubel is 3-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Bartlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bartlett is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartlett takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo pinch hits for Jason Tyner. Kiko Calero now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cirillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alan Embree now pitching. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Castillo is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Chavez is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Crosby is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cust is 0-3 in the game. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Coetzee is 0-3 in the game. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Punto is 0-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Punto hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cuttier is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier hits a line drive into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morneau is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.